The Tiny Little Puig. Leaving behind Soravia, it's time to walk through the sunny Eke neighbourhood onto the Rio Puig brook. Before crossing the brook, we will be stopping to take a look at the Prechloch, a small stone construction formerly used for drying out flax. At the other side of the brook, a brief little slope will take us up to the Tiny Little Puig neighbourhood with just 16 or so inhabitants. On a rise overlooking Puig, with its attractive blockhouse houses, is the Chapel of the Madonna del Rosario. The deeply rooted religious faith of the majority of the local population is clear from the large number of little chapels, churches and crucifixes to be seen, as well as the religious signs and details on the walls of the houses. A further demonstration of the strength of religious belief in the town is the pilgrimage many of the locals still carry out every year from Sappada to the sanctuary of Santa Maria in the little village of Lugau in Austria. The pilgrimage was first carried out in 1803 as an offering to the Virgin Mary to protect the cattle in the Valsesis from an outbreak of disease, and since then has taken place every year on the third Saturday and Sunday in September. The procession sets forth at dawn on the Saturday from Cima and after 3 hours reaches the Piave Springs at the foot of Monte Peralba, which marks the border with Austria. From there, a further hour's walk takes them to the Calvi Refuge, and from here they continue towards the Oregona Pass. After a brief stop to hold Mass at Fron, the procession continues on towards Lugau. The following morning, at 8 a.m, Mass is held in the sanctuary, after which the pilgrims immediately undertake the return journey. 9 hours to reach Lugau, and a further 9 back to Sappada, to honour an ancient promise. Upon their return, the pilgrims join the rest of the villagers in the splendid 18th century church of Santa Margherita to give thanks by singing a solemn Te Deum.